I was fortunate enough to live in Ireland, and specifically on Innisfail for a while, where I was a pujari for Radha Govinda. And Sri Bhivanath is a great champion of Ireland, particularly Innisfail. And as anyone who's been there will testify to it being a very incredible place where the mercy is shown in different ways. But I'd like to say a couple of things about Sri Bhivanath and Radha Govinda, because I know that he loved them very much. He came to visit quite often whenever he could, and we would always try and dress them particularly nicely, and because, you know, we didn't want to him to shout at us or anything like that. We didn't want him to be displeased, because we, you know, we very highly rated his opinion. And anyway, so one day he came, and he came to us afterwards, and myself and Rohini from Hungary, and he said, you know, I've got to ask you something about Krishna. And we were, what have we done? And he said, and Rohini said, don't they look nice? And he said, yeah, they look beautiful, but I want to say that Krishna's looking really skinny. And we went, oh. And he said, what's happened? What's happened? And then Rohini said, well, actually, the treasurer's cut out deity allowance by half for the boga. And we hardly had anything anyway, because it's, you know, living in a different world to the manor. And he went mad. He went really, really mad, and he's so white, and he was trembling, and he went upstairs to the devotee, and, you know, we were listening outside the door, and we heard the word stupid a few times. You know how he'd say stupid? Anyway, and then the devotee was really upset. Anyway, he actually put most of the money back in, but he hadn't known that Krishna wasn't getting enough. We were feeding, you know, turnip sabji and this kind of thing. And he hadn't known that, but he knew that it wasn't right. And another time, on Lord Nityananda's appearance day, we had a festival, and it was my idea to make all of the decorations edible. You know. And with popcorn garlands and this kind of thing. It was really a fantastic outfit, very, very bright, made by Maha Mantra. And I was, and again, tense, because it was my first festival that I'd organized, and Sri Bhivanath was going to be there and everything. And we'd made these little... Krishna had a turban that had a baby pineapple on it and some bananas and some grapes. Anyway, it was pretty wild, and I was a bit tense, to say the least. And then when the curtains opened, I had to go outside. There was a phone call from Hungary for me. And then I was on the phone underneath the stairs, and the Sri Bhivanath came running out of the temple room, and I thought, oh, no. Oh, no. What if I... No. You know, he didn't like it. I was really worried about that. And then later on, I was sort of avoiding him a bit. But later on, I was serving prasadam to the devotees, and then he stopped me, and he said, you know, I had to leave the temple room this morning. And I was really worried. And he said, because as soon as the curtains opened, I was in Goloka Vrindavan. How did you do that? And I mean, I didn't do anything. I honestly didn't do anything. He was always overlooking my faults. Well, not overlooking them, because he would point them out. So but not overlooking them in the way that, you know, people were just like a sycophantic person, like a fan or something like that, but actually like a friend, a true friend. He knew all my rubbish, and it's so lot of rubbish, but he would always encourage the nice bits, you know, and fan that those sparks. And I really love him a lot. And I will never I'll never forget his kindness to all of us. And I know that Radha Govinda took him because he was always looking after them. He didn't have any other desire than to take care of Prabhupada, Prabhupada's movement, and Prabhupada's devotees, and Prabhupada's loyal followers. And I don't want to embarrass Giridhari, but God probably will. One time, this is so embarrassing, but anyway, Giridhari is a very good godbrother of mine. And one time I was mucking around, I was talking to Tribhuvanath about something, and then I slipped out Giri Darling instead of Giridhari. Because, you know, you muck around with names as a girl, a Brahmacharini. I'm so sorry. But then Tribhuvanath looked at me, and he looked at, and I thought, oh no, I've really done it this time. And he didn't. He just smiled, and he went, yeah, he's a darling, isn't he? Sorry, but really. And thank you very much, because I know that I've got one thing that I can do, and you appreciated that all the time. And thank you for everything. For everything you did for us, for my mom, my dad. You'd always ask about us. And there wasn't a moment that went by where I did some service that you didn't appreciate it, and I thank you very much for that. And there's never going to be anyone that I could not criticize as much as you. Thank you very much. Yeah. No.